Peace and blessing, family. What is going on? This is your healing journey bestie, Ashley Epiphany, and I am here with a new episode of Gems from the Healing Journey. Today, we are going to talk about triggers and trauma. I thought it best to start here because, y'all, I have been so triggered for the past week that I have been working to just figure out how to locate myself. And I think that when I get to those moments like that, it is very hard for people to be able to connect with me. And it's something that I'm working on. It's something that I want to be honest about. I do isolate myself when I get triggered. And it is a result of my trauma. And so I'm just like, you know what? Let me open up. Let's talk back to the community. Let's get this conversation started. And I really want to start with triggers and trauma because I feel like these are two of the most overused words in our society today. And as I was doing some reflection, some self-reflection, I realized that a lot of how I have been approaching life is through the lens of my trauma. And I've been very, very triggered by the things that people have said to me. And I realized that some of those experiences and some of the outcomes from my experiences are really just from the triggers that I have not learned to deal with, that I'm in the process of dealing with. And so as I am dealing with them, I'm sitting and I'm reflecting and I'm just like, oh, okay, is this true or is this not true? And so here we go. So we're gonna delve into this. So let's delve and start with what a trigger actually is. And so I'm gonna give you all the book definition and then I'm just gonna talk to y'all in layman's terms because I love to be real with people. If you know me, you know that I have a background in teaching. I taught middle school English for the past 5 years. I have now transitioned to a behavior therapist. So I'm now working with the emotionally adjusting children, but still doing the Lord's work. Nonetheless, I love what I do. And I just want to get on here and just rap to y'all about how I'm learning myself. And hopefully this will help you learn yourself too and will help you grow on your journey. So the first thing is that a trigger, according to Google, is a psychological stimulus that prompts involuntary recall of a previous traumatic experience. So basically what I'm going to say is a trigger is when something happens, whether you smell something, whether somebody says something, whether you see a color. Whatever happens, you have an experience that takes you back to an experience that you had before, and your nervous system remembers the previous experience and it remembers everything that happened in the previous experience. And so now you are in a place where your mind is really trying to figure out, what space am I in? That's what a trigger is. Your mind is trying to figure out what space am I in based on this experience that I'm having right now. And that, y'all, is where I have been. My mind has been trying to figure out what space are we in? How do we need to respond? What do we need to do to be safe? How do we get back to safety? And based on the space that you're in, you are constantly in the state of how do I get back to a space of safety? So that's what a trigger is. And then trauma is the Google definition of trauma is going through very stressful, frightening, or distressful events. And I'm going to say that trauma is the things that happen to you that are beyond your control that throw your nervous system out of whack. And so what I mean when I say that it throws your nervous system out of whack is that you don't feel calm. You feel, for me, I can't speak for anybody else. I can only speak for myself. I feel impulsive. I feel like not quite rage, but definitely anger. I feel like I need to lash out. I feel like I've got to raise my voice. So I feel like I've got to physically protect myself. And that is a hard space to be in because not everybody deserves that response. But because of my experiences and life that have happened so far, that is the only way that I've known how to respond. And as I am working and reflecting and trying not to bring that self into current situations, it becomes hard. And so what do I do when I'm triggered based on my trauma, y'all? What do? I isolate myself, right? And a lot of people are like, you're not by yourself, you shouldn't isolate yourself. We don't want you to be by yourself. And what I was thinking about as I was reflecting is that while I understand that I am not by myself, when I get to those moments of like that pure stuckness, that like when I say I am triggered beyond words, the best thing that I know how to do is to isolate myself, like remove myself from the situation, remove myself from the conversation, remove myself completely. And sometimes it's on days at a time. It's just days at a time. And it's really nothing personal. It is really just the way that I am used to dealing with and processing my own experiences. And we've seen this meme, and I don't know if you've seen it. And if you haven't, then look on my social media, you'll see it somewhere. But there's this meme that says, if you isolate, you know, a therapist told me that when you isolate yourself based on your experiences, that means that you were left alone as a child to deal with your emotions. And so what I am finding as I am going through this process of the healing journey, because remember, this is called Gems for the Healing Journey. So this is a gem right here. What I'm finding is that a lot of what we go through, or a lot of how we process now, is what we learned in our adolescent years, our years of our formative years. They call them the developmental years. And so those years range from 0 to 6. I think I had a therapist tell me that by the time you're 8 years old, you're already who you're going to be, how you respond, how you think. And there is a process of regeneration where you can absolutely, you know, change your thoughts, change your emotions, change your responses. It takes work, though. Right? It takes work. And so I am at the point of regenerating a whole lot. And I know that I'm not solely doing it for myself. I know that I'm doing it for my bloodline as well. But I'm in the process of regeneration. And so for me, as I am regenerating, when I isolate myself, I don't just go completely away. Well, I do, right? I do. I got to be honest about that. I do go completely away, but it's for a reason, right? And it's not to be petty, it's not to shut anybody out, it's not to say that I don't think that anybody else is good enough to be in this space with me as I am processing. I will say that it is very, very, very difficult for me to be vulnerable. It is very, very difficult for me to be vulnerable, so much so that my people, most of the people who are around me, don't even know how to handle me because I am pretty much just regulated. Like, I pretty much just do not show my emotions at all, right? And I have my people that I do show my emotions to, but on days when I am just out of whack and I cannot get myself together and I am frantic and I'm flustered and I'm really just tripping over myself, people really do not know how to handle me. And I'm just like, you know what? I don't want to bring that nervous energy. You know, everybody's like, oh, your energy is off. And I don't want to bring that into a situation. So before I do that, I feel that it is best for me to isolate myself. So what do I do when I isolate, right? So here's another gem. When I isolate, I do it for a reason. It's not just, again, it's not just to go away. It's not just to be petty. It's to spend that time with myself. And when I'm spending time with myself, the first thing that I do is I take processing time. Processing time for me looks like I am looking at my experience from all perspectives, all angles, and I am asking all the questions like, okay, I am literally just like picking through with a fine tooth comb, right? Like, did this happen and this happen? And did they mean to do that? And did they mean to say that? And is that really what they said? Or is that what I'm feeling? And that's where my processing time comes in, because now I have to have that internal conversation with myself to say, okay, did you see this and did you hear this correctly? Or was this something that took you back to a space that, or back to an experience that you had previously had and you only know one way to respond? So how can you respond better? And then that's what, in my processing time, I'm asking myself, okay, how can I respond better? So I am learning to say the things, you know, to say the things to my people like, yo, today I'm just really off. You know, today I just need my space. Today, you know, I am learning how to say that. But baby, when I talk about you just being in that space with me, or someone just being in that space with me, it's really just going to take a series of repeated experiences of safety with outsiders in order to let them in on that level. Gem number three is what I do when I am on, when I am triggered because of my trauma is I listen to music, right? And so I don't know if a lot of you all know, but there is actually a thing called sound therapy. It's like sound healing therapy. And there are different sounds that will help calm your nervous system. Now, I'm gonna be honest, I can't listen to them. It's like that ding, ding, boom. You know what I'm saying? Like those little like waves and all that. I can't listen to that because my mind just goes and goes and goes. But I do have a series of songs that I will listen to, and it does include a lot of gospel, and I just let it ride. Listen, I'm like, okay, let's, you know what, the world just can be on pause for a little bit. I walk around with headphones in my ear, and I keep those sounds to help keep me calm. The fourth thing that I do is, this is now, y'all, this is so new to me. This one right here is so new to me, y'all. I cry. And I am 34 years old, and I am not ashamed to admit that the first time that I have actually cried to process has been the past year. Growing up, I would never let anybody see me cry. I would never let anybody see me down. I would never let anybody. And I think this is where I have learned to just be so regulated in spaces, because I'm just used to being hidden in plain sight. That's what I call it. I'm used to being hidden in plain sight. And what that means is that I don't show any emotion. I don't show anything but laughter and, you know, enjoyment and all of those things, because all of the negative things that I may be feeling, I don't want to bring that into the circle. And I'm realizing that, you know, sometimes we just have those days where we do need to process. And so one of my processing takeaways is to cry. And I realize, and I used to think that crying was a sign of weakness, which is why I would never cry. I was like, yo, I just can't cry. I got to keep going. I just can't cry. I got to keep going. But baby, when I tell you life has been lifing, and the people in life have been people in life, and you, whoa, oof. If you know, you know, okay? If you know, you know. Life has been life, and the people in life have been people. And it is just like a lot of things that are just unbelievable. But what I'm realizing on this journey of healing is that with the increase of self-awareness comes the increase of knowledge of the emotions that I'm feeling. And so I am very much aware when I am like angry, I'm very much aware when I'm disgruntled, I'm very much aware of the differences of those emotions as well, because every emotion doesn't give or provoke the same response in me. And so for me, this is why I'm learning how to speak up. I'm learning how to process, because I'm like, okay, what do I need today? What do I need to give myself? And then once I am fully out of my rut, how do I communicate to my community for them to be able to be there for me as well? The fifth thing that I do is I talk, like, not just on this podcast. Like, I did get on this podcast today. Like I told y'all, I've been triggered for the past week, and I have really just been trying to do the things to talk myself off of the ledge. But I talk, and I call who I need to call, and I tell them, the only thing that I want is objective feedback, right? And I lay out what all it is, and I say, now give me feedback. And to a degree, I am asking what they think, but I don't necessarily say, what do you think about that? I'm just like, give me feedback, right? And what I do with that feedback is I take everything that I need to with a grain of salt. I take everything into consideration, and then I take everything that I need to with a grain of salt. And then the things that I know that I can use to help me grow in my journey is what I take, is what I sit with, and what is what I apply. And then the last thing that I do is I make a plan. I am very, very big on making a plan, right? I'm very, very big. Now, sometimes it's hard because it's like you make plans and plans fall through and things don't go the way that you wanted to, and you get disappointed and you get frustrated and you get all these things. But for me and my journey, what I am learning is that I am a better person when I can at least see a map out of the things that need to be done or the things that I'm trying to reach. And then with that, what I do is I just plug those things in. I plug those things in, and then I can adapt and adjust how I need to. And even on days where I am really just frantic and flustered, what I do is I go back to the plan. And it helps me. It helps me. Going back to the plan helps me, because it's like, okay, we kind of got off the path here. Okay, so let's go back. How do we get back to the plan? And then when we get back to the plan, you know, how do we better implement? How do we better put disciplines in place. How do we practice discipline? Are we practicing discipline? Have we not practiced discipline? If we haven't practiced discipline, how do we do that? How, right? And I just always ask myself, how. I sit with myself. And I know a lot of people used to say, you know, if you talk to yourself, then you're crazy. Well, I am opting to say, if you do not talk to yourself, you have not spent enough time on your healing journey, because there comes a point in your journey where nobody else's voice should be louder than yours. There is not a voice in this world that should be louder than yours, and your voice should be the most encouraging. Your voice should be the most supportive. Your voice should be the most reflective on your journey of healing. And so that's all I got for y'all today, man. Triggers and trauma. Listen, if you are triggered and if you have experienced some trauma, we are definitely going to delve into some more gems for this healing journey. I hope you all enjoyed this episode, and I will see you all next time.